Thank you, Ian. Our last set of news is a real mix, as always. Amongst other items, we have a bit of sport, an award for a top Norfolk liqueur, a trial to stop roadworks overrunning, and Highland cows at Taverham. Let's start with the sport.
Norfolk junior girls defended their East Region Junior Team Trophy title at Saffron Walden Golf Club. Teams from Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Huntingdonshire, Essex, Hertfordshire and Norfolk played for the East Region Junior Team Trophy, an 18-hole Stableford event, with the best four scores to count. It was an excellent day of golf by Norfolk girls to take the East Team Trophy for the second year running.
A liqueur from a Norfolk distillery has taken home the top prize for England at an international awards ceremony. The Great Taste Awards 2025 took place in London on Tuesday, with several Norfolk businesses celebrated for their produce. The annual awards, dubbed the Food and Drink Oscars, are among the most prestigious in the world. The English Whiskey Company in Rowdham was one of 38 businesses around the county to be awarded a star rating this year. However, the company took home more than it bargained for, as it was handed the 2025 Golden Fork for England. This prize is awarded to the most delicious product from England, as voted for by judges out of nearly 15,000 entries. The Norfolk PX from the English Whiskey Company took the prize, beating the number one chicken liver parfait from Waitrose and the Norfolk chutney from our Bainbridge Provisions for the top spot. The judges felt that the product really stood out because of its creativity, calling it a brave marriage that came together so well to create the perfect aperitif or digestif.
A new trial is to take place in three areas of Norfolk to try to stop roadworks from overrunning. The trial aims to get county councillors involved in reporting instances where roadworks have gone on for longer than permitted. And this is so action can be taken against the companies responsible. Graham Plant, the council's cabinet member for highways, transport and infrastructure, said, "A protocol for street works is currently being developed where councillors will be able to report street works issues and such as incorrect or misleading signs and signs left on site. If the trial is successful, it is hoped to roll the protocol out across all divisions. This will assist the street works team to focus resources to quickly resolve such issues." The council says it will not reveal the three divisions where the trial is being conducted because that could skew the results of the experiment.
Villagers have been left furious after a nature pond was cleared, leaving frantic moorhens darting around the village in a desperate bid to find a new nesting site. The body of water in Hainford, north of Norwich, is usually a thriving wildlife habitat, home to toads, frogs, small fish and newts. But in recent days, volunteers and parish councillors have cleared out the pond, which they say was done to help clear overgrown vegetation. However, there are fears that their efforts may have displaced the creatures that live there, with villagers saying the pond appears to be drained. Locals have reported moorhens running into gardens looking for nests after their home was disturbed due to the reeds being ripped out. The parish council clerk acknowledged the decision had led to complaints, but also words of support for the work. The nesting season for moorhens begins in March and usually runs until July, but can extend into September.
Organisers behind one of Norfolk's most successful archaeological digs are celebrating another successful season. The community-led Caister Roman Project sees a combination of volunteers and experts excavating trenches at Caister St Edmund, the location of the Roman Venter Icenorum settlement. There have been regular excavations, but in the last few years, attention has moved away from the walled area most people think of as the Venter Icenorum site. For the third year in succession, excavations took place in the grounds of Caister Hall Hotel with the permission of landowners Brastads. The dig investigated the early 2nd century defensive ditches that run through the hotel paddock. The excavation found personal and religious items, pottery vessels, and both human and animal burials.
A signet ring with links to Lord Nelson that was found in North Norfolk is expected to sell for £5,000 at auction. The ring was discovered by 63-year-old metal detectorist Michaela Betts on land belonging to Trunch Hall near North Walsham. In 1822, the Reverend Philip Ward, who was born at the Hall, married Horatia Nelson, the only surviving child of Lord Nelson and his mistress, Lady Emma Hamilton. Horatia's true parentage was kept secret by her famous parents to avoid public scandal, as both of them were married to other people. Rather than referring to her as their own, Horatia was referred to as their godchild, claiming she was the orphan of a fictitious sailor whose real mother had died in childbirth.
Those heading to a nature reserve in the outskirts of Norwich will no longer be able to feed the herd of Highland cows there after a huge jump in visitors. Taverham Mill has experienced an influx of people after a TikTok video of the on-site cows garnered more than 1 million views. Harry Way Barker, Reserve and Fisheries Manager at Taverham Mill, said it snowballed in mid-August after a TikTok video went viral. "It's been lovely to have so many people here, but it happened at such speed that it was very hard for us to prepare for, especially concerning staffing, car parking, safety and the welfare of the animals." For context, in one day, we welcomed four times the number of visitors that we saw in the whole of my first year here 4 years ago. Well, we've reached the end of this weekly edition. And the usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet, turn the address label in the wallet over and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you're always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free. We are conscious that the postal service is not as quick as it used to be, so the post may not arrive as early as you would like. So do not feel that you have to return the stick immediately, as we want you to have enough time to enjoy listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to all those who've produced it today, including those who deal with all our post, edit the news items, and check what we sent out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. As Lorna said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget to keep listening for Norwich Citizen. So, now all that remains is for Lorna and me to say, we hope you've enjoyed listening, and say goodbye for this week.